Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Lisa, we're here, and I'm glad we're here. It's almost a day and a half before Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving, but you said it's so nice just right before we started the show. What did you say Thanksgiving was about? And, you know, we need to be sensitive to people because sometimes this can be a bit hard for people, I think. Don't you? So.
Yes, yes. Thanksgiving and all holidays, really, no matter what the holiday is, or, you know, even special days of the year, you know, are tough for some people, and myself included. But what I was sharing with you earlier, Tree, is that, you know, we have to be thankful for the fact that God created us, and he created us for a reason and for a purpose. So while
yeah.
we might have our days where, you know, we're struggling with being here, and I'm just going to say it because it's true, that's not a non-reality. You know, I've had those moments too. I'm like, why am I here? Why am I here? What's my purpose? But looking
right.
back on, you know, things that have happened in my life, especially these past few years, my purpose is to be here with you all and to be with you, Tari, because if I hadn't gone through what I have been going through and continue to go through to a degree, I would no way be here right now on this podcast with you, sharing life's insights from a Lisa off the street perspective. So I do want to acknowledge and do, you know, share love and support and encouragement to all of those who do struggle, especially at the holidays, to not forget that you were created for a reason and for a purpose. And God and the angels have your back, no matter what your situation is. So please know that we love you and are encouraging you. And it's a message for myself as well, and I'm sure for you as well, Tari. So thank you for being a part of our family, and we're very grateful for all of you.
Yes, I'm grateful for everybody too as well. So I know people have a bit of a hard time, right? And today, or in this period of time, it's been a rough couple of years for some of us. Some of us, some of us have not had to experience all that has been challenging, but a lot of us have. So what is it that you do that you can help yourself? I'm going to share this with you guys. There is a app, and it's actually free, and it's called the Messages. I'm going to look at it right now because I use it every morning. They've got 40 days to grow. That's what it's called. But it's really, really cool. And like how to grow, which was yesterday's message. And it's like a little short devotional. And that I like is just really, really good. And it's called, I'm looking at it right now, and it's called the Messengers. And so today I'm on day two. I started it yesterday. And, so I'll tell you what the subject matter was. But you guys can go get this. It's free. All right. And, you know, listening to something uplifting is so key, I have to tell you. And it's faith-based, okay? So, day one was really good, and it's, you know, I'm transformed. And day two, it's about I'm growing. And day three, and it's all about being transformed. And so they go over something every day. It's 40 days of transformation. And so it takes a couple of minutes to listen to in the morning time, and you can just listen to it, and it's wonderful. I'm growing was day one. Day two was I'm teachable. Well, that's debatable. Teachable day, no, I'm kidding. And tomorrow is I'm consistent. So, you know, so those, that's, but you can go download it from the App Store. It's free, as I said. But wouldn't that be great to start your day with something like that? And I think that's important, starting your day with something like that. And it's faith-based. Joyce, I know you listen to Joyce Myers on a daily basis, if I'm not mistaken. And,
yes.
You know, that's cool, too. And, listen, we're all going through this recession together. or does it have to be a recession, or do you feel like it's a recession, Lisa? I mean, what do you think? You know, so
well,
I do.
It's a re-something. I don't know. It's just whatever we're going through, we need to hurry up and get through it and then move on.
Well,
you know,
I think we need to move through it, but we got to look at things for what they really are, okay? So recession is a reset, okay? So you can look at yourself and go, okay, do I need to look at stuff? And do I need to change my mindset, change your mindset, change your life, right? And so how can you change your mindset? Well, I gave you the messages. I mean, you can go download it for free and listen to 40 days of, and they've got courses on there on how to connect with angels, how to connect with God, how to connect with Holy Spirit, how to connect with Jesus. You know, you go, well, I don't believe in that. Well, you believe in angels, maybe. Maybe you believe in whatever you do, but maybe it's a chance for you to learn, you meaning any of us, okay? And I truly believe in that. And so you don't have resources. I got this today. I don't have any resources, Cherie. I go, really? Well, do you know how to be resourceful? You know? And that's something right there, being resourceful. Some of the best people that have made the most money, and it doesn't come from who their mom or dad was. It comes from who they are. And to be better, you gotta start with yourself and like feeding your mind really amazing things, and and then you're gonna have more, and you build on that, and you'll have more and more and more. That's what I'm doing. I'm starting a whole new coaching program with working with type 1 diabetics, and it's working. I gotta think of a name for it. So Angel Coaches is what we're calling the spiritual work that Lisa and I do, right, Lisa? Angel Coaches?
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to do a YouTube channel, and I haven't come up with it yet, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting people. And, talking about recession, I mean, it's one of the toughest years we've got, you guys. And you can be one of the ones that suffer, or you can be one of the ones that get better, and or get better or bitter. I got all these little things, but it means nothing, unless you use it. So what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. You know, as you talk about like sayings, you can be pitiful or powerful, bitter or better. And it's all about, like you have said from day one, it's learning by contrast. So how do we move forward and look at all of the blessings in our life that we can be thankful for and that we can utilize as a resource in our life? You know, it might not be exactly what we want, but it's certainly better than what we might have had. And that's another, you know, thing that Joyce Meyer has pretty much drilled into my head, is it's like, I might not be where I used to be, and I'm not where I want to be, but I'm better than where I was. So, you know, when
right.
we think
right.
about Thanksgiving and resources and, you know, access to anything and everything is available at our fingertips these days, which is a blessing and a curse at the same time, because I think that, you know, sometimes we have set expectations to a point where if I don't get an answer right now, then I'm never going to get an answer, because we are
right.
so accustomed to, you know, immediate access to the internet. So I've always said I want to go back to rotary dial phones. And I say that very loosely because, you know, I want to go back to a life where, for me and maybe you as well, you know, we had to go to the library and get books out on information. That was our resource. We had to get encyclopedias to get information and learn about different things. So when we talk about this season of thankfulness, let's really try to reflect on what the basics are in life that we can be thankful for. And some of us might have better basics than others, but do we have food? Do we have water? Do we have shelter? And I know that there's a lot of people in our world that don't have those basic things. So we have to be grateful and thankful for the resources we have. And if we are able to share with others, then absolutely share with others. Just don't deny yourself what you have worked so hard for and the life that you've been given, if that makes any sense to you.
I agree with you about that, and being thankful for what you have. Like, you know, there's a speaker out there, a couple of them actually. Tony Robbins is one. Dean Graziosi is another. Joyce Myers. She's always talking about being thankful, and that's what you really do need to do. So, in the morning time, I think take 2 minutes, usually 2 minutes, or sometimes more, sometimes less, but most of the time about 2 minutes to say what I'm grateful for, and because when you live with gratitude, there, you know, fear doesn't live at the same place that gratitude lives. It just doesn't. And, you know, and so that's important. And I know that to be true. I mean, I just do. So I'm going to say this because I want to make sure that I get it out to you guys. There is and when I heard this prayer the first time, I felt like it was like rumbling all around me. And I knew it was the angels, like the angels and God. I believe in the Holy Trinity, okay, angels, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And I heard this, I felt like rustling around me. I go, thank you, angels. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And here's a prayer for you, okay? And we'll close with a prayer today. But this one, start saying it now. Just say, hear, O God, my prayers. Look in favor at my pain. Hear and act. Don't delay, for I bear your name. And that's something that I found, and I used it, and I had a great business deal fall into my lap. I also had a great diabetes, my type 1 diabetes program that I'm putting together. And by the way, just so you know, those who are listening now or listening later, I've been a diabetic for the 44 years, type 1. So I understand that, right? Because somebody told me the other day, oh, you don't know what it's like. I go, yeah, I do. Over 44 years, how long have you had it? Go back to sleep until you're back. Kidding. Because it can be very challenging. And so if you say that prayer, that will help you. But I had something, the program that I'm starting, and, you know, and then also, you know, cash, right? You can never, you know, cash is always good, right? Talks. Money talks. And you're like, well, Teresa, more, that money's not everything. Well, try paying your bills without it. It doesn't work, right? It isn't everything, but you can be grateful for what you have. And when you're grateful for what you have, you'll get more. And that's something I do know. You do. So, yeah, and you go, well, I'm living in the recession, aren't we all? But how you live is really up to you. And you say, one of the things that I say is, God, help me to be more resourceful. Because if I'm resourceful, then I'm not thinking about what I don't have, but I'm thinking about how I can create more so I can, you know, because if I'm creating more resourcefulness or more resources, you know, then I have more to give, right? The more you make, the more you can give. And that's for sure, whether it's time, money, or whatever. And this is a holiday right now, Thanksgiving. And I'm grateful for everything I've got. And I really am. And I try not to allow negativity in my life. I do. And, you know, some of my family, they can be negative, right? Some of your family can. Sometimes I can be negative. I'd be like, oh, I got to catch myself, right? So that's something that I think that we really need to look at, you know, and help somebody, you know, Drop some money in the Salvation Army, you know, the little Santa Claus people that they're out there trying to get money. Give them money. Drop a couple dollars in, whatever you can afford to do. That's important. I think for me, I really have a challenge with giving money to people that smoke. And I said, okay, I'm not going to judge them for smoking because they're spending money on cigarettes, right? They want me to buy them food. So yesterday, I gave somebody, he was smoking a cigarette. I was like, oh, I'm going to give him some money, you know, and that helped me in my judgment. Because, you know, that guys, that cigarettes are an addictive thing right there. And it's more addicting than heroin. And so that's something I got to remember. What do you think, Lisa? I'm being very honest right now. And
I try to always be honest, but what do you feel about that, being thankful and helping people? Do you agree with that? Or, you know, even if they smoke and they got cigarette money, what's your thoughts? Again, I'm asking this, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You know, I guess one thing that I want to say, too, is, you know, when you said the more you make, the more you give, and you can almost even say just the opposite, the more you give, the more you make. And it's not even necessarily monetary, but it's the more that you give, the more you make in feeling better about yourself. So I feel that, and again, none of us are judging, but if you're helping somebody and he's a smoker, you know, this person that you gave money to and you know he's going to go buy cigarettes, you know, it's his life, it's his choice. If that's what this person wants to do to make himself happy, then, you know, go for it. Who are we to say? You know, they could look at me and say,
he didn't buy cigarettes. I'm going to tell you, he didn't buy cigarettes. He said, will you buy me some food? And I did.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, yeah. Well, that's even better. Yeah. That's even better.
Yes.
But, I mean, I hear what you're saying, though, about, you know, the cigarette addiction and really any addiction of any sort. You know, addiction can be addicted to working out. You know, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, it depends what you do and how you do it. So I personally don't feel like I have an addictive personality. Do I like to work out? Absolutely. Do I feel better when I work out? Absolutely. If I don't work out, I'm not going to crawl in a hole or, you know, sit in a corner and feel sorry for myself. But that's me.
Right.
So, you know, going back to your question about helping people and being thankful for what we can do, absolutely. You know, whether it's money, whether it's time, you know, whatever the case might be, if you're helping somebody, you know, with their groceries, like, you know, we started our conversation about Thanksgiving, being thankful. You know, for me, those two little words mean a heck of a lot. When I open up a door for somebody and they just walk right through and don't even acknowledge that I did it, that is really hurtful for me. And I shouldn't take it so personally, but I'm thinking, gosh, you know, here I am helping you. You can't even say thank you. You know, I am so grateful and blessed when, you know, I'm doing something and somebody does something for me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I don't want to, you know, allow these two small words to not mean something in our world today. It's this common courtesy. So when I hear Thanksgiving, I'm like, okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks. That word is just associated with so much in our life. So don't be afraid to say thank you to somebody if they do something for you, and don't expect it, I guess, is one thing that I'm learning too. But it's just common courtesy, and whatever you can do to help, my gosh, do it. If it's actions, if it's words, if it's money, whatever the case might be, if you have something that can make somebody else's life better, please do it. I really do think that it could make our world a better place. What's that song that they used to sing on the commercial? I'm not a singer. I can't sing it, but I can visualize it. I'd like to think the world to be in perfect harmony. You know the song I'm thinking
about? Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. And you've got it. And I agree with that too as well. I also really think, too, that we got so much knowledge in us, and you know, it takes just a second. But just remember, gratitude will not live where fear is at. It just won't. And if you really feel gratitude about something, about your life and something, you know, there, that's huge. My daughter, she is, you know, sometimes she struggles with her emotions and feelings, and but she said, yeah, just remember, you know, what you had, she calls her dad, Papa, what you and Papa taught me about being grateful. And that's true too. If you could take 2 minutes or 60 seconds, that will be great. And then the other thing too is that, what are you feeding your mind? You know, 40 days to, that's free. It's free, guys. I mean, how much, you know, you can go into the messages and say 40 days of gratitude, you know, what you can be grateful for, or what you can, how you can grow. And that's important. But if you start your day like that, that's huge. And, and you know, sometimes it's so hard not to be scared, I think. And, you know, because we live with a lot of fear. And I refuse to watch TV until after I've finished my day. And, you know, and I don't read the newspaper too much anymore. I just don't, because it's, you know, what sells is not what being grateful for or Thanksgiving Day, but what sells is, as you know, news that causes a lot of people like, oh, I'm glad, they want to read that kind of stuff. And I think we got to be careful the way, what we do with ourselves and feeding our mind that. Just my own thought about it. You know, and because depression is running rampant. It just is. And especially at this time of this time. And, you know, the people get depressed. And how can you help them? You gotta feed yourself some good stuff so that you can be the best you can be. Really, you do. And you're watching Joyce Myers. I mean, her app is on there, on the, you know, where you can go download it, right? And you can hear some really wonderful things. And I think that's important. I do. So that's something I'm going to make a point to do. And then you know, I was reading something the other day that some people now are going to, they're little angels. That's what I call them. The little angels are going and paying, you know, parents are having a hard time buying Christmas or Santa Claus, you know, however you see that, and going in and helping people, you know, buying their, making a payment on the layaway that they've got. And they, you don't have to tell them, but you can be a little angel that donates or pays it all, maybe, whatever. And that little girl or boy or girls or boys will have Christmas, right? And I think that's important. You know, don't you? I mean, my thought about that. What do you think?
For sure. You know, any little thing that you can do to help somebody, you know, in our world today is so gratifying, at least for me. You know, if it's a $10 gift card to the person behind you in line at the grocery store, or if it's paying, you know, for somebody's lunch or dinner or whatever it is at the pickup window, you know, that you're at, you know, behind you. Just and those might be extreme situations, but the whole basis of what we're trying to convey today is to be thankful for what we do have. And if we have the ability to share with others, to please do so, because you have no idea what that can do for another person and their day. I know for me,
right.
If somebody acknowledges me in the middle of the day or says something to me that's, you know, maybe I might be having a really bad day, and somebody comes by and says, oh my gosh, you know, you X, Y, and Z did this for me, or gosh, you know, I really like that coat you're wearing, or gosh, you seem so organized, or whatever it might be. You know, just the little things in life, the little compliments can make a huge difference in someone's life. So don't be afraid to express your thanks to other people. Don't be afraid to show your gratitude when somebody does something or that you feel like you can do for someone else. It doesn't have to be huge. It's the little things in life that can make a big difference in somebody else's life. At least that's how I look at it. And I'm really trying very hard to continue that path, because it's easy to be in a position where you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. No, nobody does anything for me. No, you know, and be defensive about it. But we really have to look at the big picture and how the smallest things in life can make a big difference in somebody else's life. That's
right.
my outlook.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that you know, just that's important. And sometimes, you know, one of the things that I do, and I learned this from a couple of people, send a prayer out to people. Just say, you know, I'm praying for all those today that need prayer and or would like prayer, you know. And sometimes people don't know they need it, and that's okay too. To say, I'd like to pray for everybody out there that would like a prayer, that they're happy today, that they found a solution, whatever solution they're looking for, and that's what I'd like to put my energy in. And, yeah, I tell you how powerful that is. I have a friend of mine, and her parents have, both of her parents have died, and she's got brothers and a sister, and she says, Cherie, we need to get this house sold. Will you pray? And so I did. I spent the past few days praying for that they would find a buyer for their parents' house. And you want to know something? A buyer has shown up. And
wonderful.
That's the power of prayer. Yeah, that's the power of prayer. Not only my prayer, but everybody's prayers out there. Because, you know, she put a prayer request out there, and now they got a buyer. So prayer is important. Pray, not only pray for yourself, but pray for others. And, you know, because everybody needs prayer, I think. But some people have got something really specific on their heart that they're really looking to do. And she's got something specific she's looking to do. And now that buyer is there, it can take that house off the market. And she can, you know, she and her brothers and her sister can have a wonderful holiday season knowing that that's been handled, right? So, you know, and what is 10 seconds to 15 seconds out of your whole day, right? Not too much, I don't think. But that's just, right. That's something that I believe in, you know, too. How do you feel about that, Lisa? I know you and I've talked about that before, but I think that's important to do personally, right? Don't you think?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, you can't do enough, in my opinion, prayer-wise to encourage others or yourself. You know, we've said this many times before. We pray, we ask God and the angels, you know, for things to help us and support us in certain situations. We just have to remember that what we're praying for and what we're asking for is going to be given to us when we're ready to receive it. So we have to, as hard as it is, rely on God and the angels and be thankful for that moment. You know, I heard a ministry from Joyce the other day, and I can't relay it verbatim, but the basis of her message was, when you are in a particular rough situation, you're put in that situation to learn a lesson. And if it's that, you know, you have to separate from a loved one or a friend or colleague or whatever, that only means that they now have to learn a lesson. So if you're always there to guide this person or you're always there to support this person, that person is at some point in time going to have to stand on their own two feet. So going back to thankfulness, we have to be thankful for the opportunity to be like the transmitter that is allowing that change to take place for this person now to learn on their own. And it's
right.
Hard. I've been there, you've been there, and I'm sure many of our listeners have been there. You know, we want to always be the ones that save that person or help that person. But if a situation arises where we're not able to do that or whatever this, you know, the case might be, that just is only allowing that person now to, quote, fend for themselves. And again, I'm not giving Joyce any justice, you know, for what her message was, but it really hit home for me. It really hit home for me to realize that I need to be thankful for the time that I had, you know, with the given situation, but at the same time, letting go is only giving power to that person. And I don't mean it in a negative way, but it's only giving them resources for them then to make choices and decisions
that are hopefully in their best interest, because it can't always be what we do. So be thankful and grateful for those moments, but to also be thankful and grateful for the opportunities that you will have from releasing that responsibility and allowing yourself to experience other aspects of life, if that makes any sense.
There you go. It does. So, guys, we're all, almost out of time here. So I'm going to say a quick prayer, Lisa, if you're cool with that. And
absolutely.
You know, yeah, so anyway, you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Christmas is coming up very soon, and Hanukkah and every holiday out there that, you know, I celebrate Christmas, because I love Christmas and I love people. And as Lisa, you do as well. And we love Jesus and God and the angels and Holy Spirit. And so here we go to say a prayer. So dear God's angels and then Holy Spirit and Jesus, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping the people to enjoy their holiday with their friends and their family and to get the peace that they're looking to create in their life. Thank you for opening their heart to receive more, if that's your will. And thank you so very much for helping all of us. And thank you for helping the people that are looking for prayer. So this is a prayer going out to everybody that is asking for prayer. And we appreciate them too as well. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen, and so it is. So thank you, guys, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Oh, yeah, I love to pray. Anyway, thank you, guys. Enjoy a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye now. All right, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, we'll talk. Bye, everybody.